Welcome back to Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. This week on the show, we talk to people who are very close to famous people, but their actual fame is up in the air. This week, it's Nepo Babies.
Nepo Babies are 90% of Hollywood, so we brought the best ones here today around a table to talk their lives.
Don't you know who these people's fathers are? I bet you do. Let's listen in. Hey guys, how's everybody doing?
This is so cool.
Sorry, hold on. Just let me put my phone on loud real quick.
Oh, you're going to put your phone on loud?
I'm going to put my phone on loud.
You're going to put your phone on loud.
I'm going to put my phone on loud.
You're going to put it on loud.
I'm going to put it on loud in case I need a call. I'm kind of a bad boy. I'm going to put it on loud. A lot of people put it on silent and I put it on loud.
That's literally insane.
So okay.
Bad. I'm actually a little different. Whoa, what's your
so
name?
Bad.
Whoa, what's up with you?
My God, I feel like we all deserve to be in this room so much. It's so amazing to be so deserving.
I like literally locked onto you like sonar. Like I literally immediately love your vibe.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I just like, I'm so happy to all have like a shared experience. Like I feel like the media is so hard on us and to be surrounded by other people who are totally deserving but are like told that they're not is so nice.
Right.
100.
Totally. Right. Totally. Exactly. 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 Yeah, like the door was open for us but we got to do the rest.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like I'm like so excited because like I never get to like say my opinions and it's like really exciting to be able to get out here and like talk about things for real.
No, for sure. What people don't realize is yeah, the door was open. Someone did that. But you need to walk through the door.
Not everyone can walk, actually. Some people don't even have legs. I learned that recently. Some people don't even have legs.
Really?
Exactly.
Do you know their names?
No, but that's why I journal every day so that I never lose my legs.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, when
that's
you're grateful,
so smart.
God doesn't do that to you.
Right, right.
That's
and God,
so
God
smart.
Reads your journal. Like, that's always what I say. It's crazy. I feel like we have the same brain. Like, God reads my journal for sure.
I don't feel like anyone has the same brain as me because I feel above it. But yeah, I do appreciate that.
Of course.
We should just say it, guys. I mean, I don't know if they're titling this that, but like we were told that like we were chosen out of a bunch of people who are written about for nepotism.
Yes, we're Nepo Babies. Yeah. And I honestly, like, I don't know about you guys. Doesn't bother me at all.
No.
So in fact, I embrace it. I'm a Nepo Baby. So what?
Yeah.
So what? Bitch? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, Nepo is short for nepotism.
Wow, you learn something new every day.
Did you not know that?
No.
You two are seriously vibing.
This is crazy.
Sparks are literally flying.
I literally feel like I'm meeting with that new Soho house that doesn't have a name yet. Like I really literally feel like the one that's so exclusive it doesn't even have a name.
And I feel like I'm meeting one of my fans.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
That's how I feel.
Wait, I'm literally dying, dead on the ground, dying to know where everyone's from and whose parents they are.
Yeah.
Whose parents they are.
If they're parents to someone, or if their parents are somebody.
You know, because sometimes it goes the other way around. The kid's famous, you give it to the mom, pass it on.
That's like totally like part of the deal. Yeah. I guess so I can start. Like, my name is Andrew the Human. My dad, you might know him as Andre the Giant, and he was like really awesome and like really amazing, and I miss him every single day. You knew him in like Princess Bride. Like he was a wrestler. Like he was like awesome, and I'm not following in his footsteps because I'm not as big as him, but I do run a restaurant.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really 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 cool, and it's
what do
really
you serve
chic.
There?
We mostly serve appetizers until you can't take them anymore, and then we serve you an entree.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's an endurance. Awesome. It's kind of an endurance place because my dad was like all about endurance. So I took his type of workouts and I put them into food. So it's like eating is like a workout because he used to be known to drink like 40 beers like at once.
Yeah,
and that's what you get at my place. You get like 700 mozzarella sticks until you're done, and then we'll give you a steak.
And can you like opt out of that, or is it sort of like mandatory? Like that's how you have to eat there.
You can opt out of it, but I'll be so mean to you if you do.
Oh.
And I'm always there. Like I got nothing to do, and like I feel like I'm part of it. And people come for me. It's like Dick's Last Resort, but $500 a plate.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm Lisa Fuck, and I am a pop star. I am, you probably know me from my music career, and my song right now is number one, called Fuck Me in the Car. And it's a song about getting, having falling in love in a car. And it's something that's really meaningful to me. And it's written about my last boyfriend. And it's really special to me. But I should talk about my dad. I am, of course, the heir to the Scrub Daddy fortune.
Yeah, and really huge.
Yeah, so my dad is the sponge, the Scrub Daddy sponge. And so you have probably used him in your sinks, in your kitchens, on TV, on Shark Tank. And I don't let that change me. I don't let that change me. I've gotten everything I've got. Sure, I have the name recognition of Scrub Daddy. Oh, I should say my full name is Lisa Fuck Daddy. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Of course you don't leave it that. I get it.
But the stage name is Lisa Fuck. And right. So I am just so excited to be here amongst other people who've been kicked the door in.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly it. So who is your mommy? Like a real man or woman? Like, who is your mommy?
So my mommy is Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And my daddy is Scrub Daddy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's pretty big.
That's really cool.
Your mom's a pretty big deal for you to lead with your dad. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I don't know. I guess my mom, I'm just like, oh, so you wrote a cookbook and then what? Right? Yeah.
Right, right.
But my dad is, you know, hands on in the industry. You cannot escape Scrub Daddy.
He's got
culturally.
That smile.
Oh culturally.
My God. I cannot escape him.
No, you can't.
I've been running. You cannot escape.
Oh my God. You don't have to run from my dad.
Those, no, I'm always running.
With those legs you got, yeah. It's like pretty awesome.
You got a lot of legs. Okay.
That's me.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, yes, I'll go.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Like, who's next? Because I'm, like, getting bored.
Okay, whoa.
Sorry.
Bad boy
oh
says what's
God.
On his mind.
I get bored sometimes.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I actually
exactly.
get bored sometimes.
Hey, guys. I'm Yankee Mandel. My dad is Howie Mandel. And
oh, my God. I'm sweating.
I know. I'll just say it. Every time I say my last name. Usually my friends call me Yankee, my first name. That's what normally happens. Sorry, I'm like, so I'm not used to like doing things. Like I'm not really like a performer or something.
Right.
I sculpt a lot of stuff and I sell that. I'm an artist. I went to a Rhode Island School of Design. And wow. I have done a couple collabs with the one and only Banksy. Just done a lot of work, and I do thank my
dad.
Just
the one
Banksy, yeah, just him. And I hope to do more collabs in the future. So I'm so grateful to be here with you guys.
Do you want to do more collabs with other artists or more Banksys?
More Banksys probably. I just think like that is just like the type of vibe I love.
I heard they're coming out with a new one soon.
A new Banksy,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get in touch.
That's awesome. Yeah. And sure, like my dad is not connected at all to the visual arts world. Mm. But I do find that like just with the name and with the power, and I know everyone in this room knows that. There are just things that just like weirdly happen. Like it's
manifestation.
It's weird. Yeah, totally. It is manifestation. Totally. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love to manifest. Hi everybody. My name is Josephine Scab. really, really happy to be here. Like, whoa, such an honor,
huge.
Such a pleasure.
Huge.
It's really crazy
yeah.
to have you
yeah.
here. Like, it's already like amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the sole heir of the Charles E. Cheese fortune.
Cheese.
So you might know him as Chuck. Chuck E. Cheese is my uncle. I'm a rat. I'm a rat. And so
yeah.
that's why earlier when I said I have so many legs, obviously you guys see my legs, but like
right,
you might not see my legs if you're driving in the car and not watching. And also if you're driving in the car and not watching, like what are you doing? You know, watch TV while you drive.
Totally.
Awesome.
And so anyway, so yes, I'm about to inherit the entire fortune of Chuck E. Cheese. Once he passes, he's in hospice currently. And I'm waiting for him to TikTok, wait him for to go. I've got him on Zoom right now so he can watch in.
Oh my God.
Keep an eye on him.
Oh my God, there he is.
There he is.
Wow, that's he looks crazy. Really sick.
Well, he's dying, so that's why.
Okay.
And then basically once he dies, I'll probably become a DJ or maybe create some fire memes. I'm thinking about maybe going back to school to do something fun, like teach children how to fuck.
Sex ed.
Yeah, sex ed. So we call that sex ed. Yeah.
You guys call it sex ed in the rat community. We call it teaching children how to fuck.
It's like really important to you guys. Like I've heard about that.
You guys, it's so important because so many child rats have no idea. And then once they are wed to another rat, they're like, what am I even supposed to do? Where do I put my tail? Nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah. And that's interesting because there's like such a stereotype that rats like reproduce rapidly and quite easily. And frequently.
I know. I'm basically breaking boundaries by saying, no, that's not always true, actually.
Oh, yeah. That actually really opened my eyes.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to be like one of the animatronic rats who is like singing or is that like,
Do you want to be the face of the brand?
So that's like been the expectation. And I think it's been like really hard to grow up in that, especially being the sole heir. Yeah. But you know, I listen to those animatronics all day. I'm pretty much over it. And I would really like to, you know, like be a DJ, create some fire memes. Maybe I'll live stream sometimes. But I do feel like I'm more creative than that. So I'm just kind of waiting for him to die.
Totally. I like a question, like people don't understand, like it's really important to like have a lot of money to be able to make fire memes. Like maybe you can talk about that. But like it is a privileged thing to be able to make fire memes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I know you're saying that because like people are like, oh, some Joe Blow and like 14 years old and Idaho can make a fire meme. Like it isn't like that. You can tell money in a meme, you know?
People crowdfund for memes and I don't think people really realize that.
No, they don't
that.
Talk about that.
Yeah, no, it takes a lot of money goes into the meme industry, a lot of money goes into the GIF industry. It's a lot of money, especially for me because I need to invest so much in just hiring someone to type for me.
Right.
I got a lot of fire ideas, a lot of really cool ideas, man, guy. But the problem is like I'm a rat. I don't have the fingers.
I'm sure it's hard for you to like get a Genius Bar appointment or like go to the Apple store.
I mean, not so hard with my name, but you know, I guess I see what you're meaning by that. But like, you know, with me, I guess like, you know, it's.
And I know you're like not talking about it yet. Like you don't necessarily know if you want to do it, but if you were to take over the Chuck E. Cheese empire, would you change the whole place's name to Veronica Scab?
Yeah, probably, you know, Veronica Scab or Veronica Scab School for Kids or something like really fun like that.
That's really noble.
Yeah, it is noble actually. And like the thing about it is like right now it's a casino, which is hard to show kids that like you should gamble. And I really want to show kids that you should make love once you're old enough.
Right.
So I kind of would like change it.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Mm.
So like, yeah, let's talk about like what it really is to be a child of nepotism, right? Like it's hard. Like people don't realize. Like is there an unforeseen challenge that you guys have seen as a child of nepotism?
The amount of times someone asks me Deal or No Deal.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm it's like at some point like it's abuse at some point. Totally.
Did you inherit?
Yeah.
Did you inherit the
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just had to get that in. I just had to make that point really quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
I was wondering really if she thought, beautiful.
Yeah.
You were like being quiet for a second and I went, oh my God, does she
I just
me?
Wanted to make sure that you knew that I wasn't mad at you.
No, thank you. And as a girl, I needed that.
Yeah. You guys really seemed like you were mad at each other.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, did you inherit like the germophobia that your father has? Or
no, I actively refute that.
Oh, okay.
My dad, that's something that's kind of pulled us apart as I've gotten older.
Sounds like it's coming from you then, man.
What?
Yeah, because the germaphobe doesn't really initiate the germs entering the space. So it seems like you are maybe terrorizing your father with germs.
Just a thought.
I mean, it's just
like, a thought, just a pitch.
It's I'm sorry, but like he's got to get over it at some point.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Wow.
And sorry, I said it. There's your clip. You know what I mean? there's your fucking clip.
I think you guys are gonna get a lot of clips. We'll have the button ready.
Have the clip button ready because we're about to say some things that you can cancel us if you want. Everybody is just waiting with a little tape recorder. For for Nepo babies to fuck up.
Constantly looking for my opinions to get me going.
Yeah. I was hanging out with Billy Joel's daughter the other day, and she asked me if I was wearing a wire. I was like, I'm not trying to get something on you.
I was like, oh my God.
Like, I was like, wow, the state of our industry, our industry being Nepo
babies.
That's
what's so sad.
Is literally at such a high state of like, people are just like, they're just like dying for like ways to cancel us. And I'm sick of it.
And like turning Nepo babies against each other, which is so unfortunate when we're all we really have after our parents who will eventually die, hopefully. Yeah. And so like, we really all need to, you know, hold hands kumbaya and be together.
Yeah. Have people ever like pitted you against another heir? Oh. Like another like has that ever happened to you guys?
Yeah.
I know I was pitted against the heir to the Cousinet fortune, the, you know, what's the that? Pots. What did you say? I think it's pronounced Cousinet. I don't know. Nobody's ever corrected me.
Cousinet?
I actually never said it out.
Cousinet?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the ones that are like blue and red?
Yeah,
and
I'm talking about the like $1,500 ones.
So they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
La Crusade, I think.
Yeah, right. So like Cousinet or something.
So the pots?
Yeah, so the pots. Like,
wait, what
people
is it
constantly compared me to the pots, and it's like, I'm doing my own thing. Like, I am a sexy baby. Doing like sexy dances, and one day going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Like, that's my track. Yeah. And you're a pot.
Can I say
so like what are we doing?
Can I say something that I think might be annoying, but I want to take your temp?
Yeah.
You have your dad's smile.
That
and like
is,
do you get that a lot? Like, is it like when people say Deal or No Deal to me?
And
like,
thank what? You. It's because I took my teeth out, and so I'm evoking like a sort of like trustworthiness where it's like, I don't bite.
Right. Right.
I don't bite.
Right.
You have to. You also have his empty vacant eyes as well.
Thank you so much.
Of
thank
course.
You.
Did you.
That's
take those
exactly
out too?
What I'm going for. Yes. yes. Okay.
You also don't seem to have a nose.
yeah.
Really
like,
cool.
Yeah.
That
I kind don't of. Yeah.
That kind of went away in the surgery.
It kind of went away in the surgery.
They actually didn't tell me they were going to do that part. That was a surprise. They pulled off the sheet and I was like, whoa, it's gone.
But kind of.
I always felt that the nose wasn't necessary. If we're going to have to kill one of the facial features.
Of course. And I think as Nepo babies, we always have to kill one,
I
right?
know. I killed the tail years ago. Chopped it right off.
Wow.
I was wondering. I saw the blood.
Yeah. I didn't want to ask in case something like happened to you, because a lot of rats like miss tails because they got eaten by cats or
stuck in the trap.
Yeah, no, it was an elective surgery. I went to Rodeo, got it removed. I have a really good guy if anybody needs it.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like
really
a doctor
nice.
That removes the tails.
That's yeah, he's a doctor who removes tails.
That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I feel like I'm sometimes getting pitted against other big celebrities' kids, like Larry Bird's son, Barry Bird. Everyone's like, oh, you mustn't like each other because you're tall and big. And it's like, no, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm like,
yeah, like
fine.
When would you guys ever meet?
I would never, like, we, well, so we live together a little
bit. Oh, okay, this yeah. actually, okay, yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
we so would have, we did, it. We did get in big fights that were always filmed from down below our window. People were always covering, like, standing around trying to, because we get in big fights and it would shake the whole building and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, it's over dishes and stuff. Like, it wasn't like, I'm mad at your dad. It was like, no, I'm mad that you, like, used my freaking, you know, you use the entire table to eat all your pasta. Like, it's like they don't make dishes big enough for us. So it's like really hard.
Well, I never thought that a table could be a dish.
And it isn't supposed to. Like, I'm like, I'll get you a dish made, you know? Like, I know a guy. Like, I have a dish guy that makes any dish size I even want.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're really no well way. Connected.
Yeah, like, if you want me to make you, like, a little dish, I'm happy to figure that out.
Yeah, I've actually been in the market for small dishes or teapots, small.
I can get you the dish, like, the size of like somebody else's pinky finger.
Okay, see, that would be really perfect.
Yeah, let me know. Like,
give maybe me like when I start moving, because like right now I'm kind of in this like hole in the wall place. By that I mean it's a hole in the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of right. like this Parisian apartment, and like it's pretty nice. But like I am going to be moving soon. And so like maybe when I'm moving,
can I ask you something that's like maybe a little offensive to mice and rats?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you like love to cook? Do you get that a lot?
Oh my God. Everyone's always asking that. So I would say I don't love to cook because I'm a rat. I love to cook because I am a descendant of Chuck Cheese.
Oh yeah.
Who is famous for pizza. And what he's famous for really, what he's famous for really is like sure. his yeah. cheese pizza tastes like pepperoni pizza. His mushroom pizza tastes like pepperoni pizza. His sausage pizza tastes like pepperoni pizza. They all taste like pepperoni. They all taste like the oven. In which that's they are made. Crazy.
I had a milkshake actually, at yeah. Chuck E. Cheese.
How did you think about it?
And it tasted like a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's all designed that way.
I would say also the bathrooms in Chuck E. Cheese, when you sit on the toilet, it feels like you're sitting on a pepperoni pizza.
I know, it really does. There's like a really consistent branding throughout yeah. everything. And you know, that's what we yeah. really want there at the yeah. establishment. Yeah. yeah, it's really a shame I'm not going into it because I really do have such a brand for business. But I just started the artist's way and I'm meant to be a DJ. Yeah.
Good for you. Are you doing your morning pages?
Yeah, I'm doing my morning page every day. I do have to hire someone to write it for me because I'm so small. And
it probably makes the morning pages so much easier because you just have to talk.
Yeah, I just need to talk and it's really nice, actually.
It's probably like huge billboards well, to you. Like yeah, you're just writing huge.
Yeah, so my assistant Gladys will like live in my house and like I'll say, hey, Gladys, it's time for morning pages. And then I'll basically recite it to her. She writes it down and then I can always look back. It's really nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So, can I ask, because like Gladys is like an old person's name. Like how old is Gladys?
Okay, so she's very old. And a lot of people have brought this up to me saying it's like not okay or something like that. But she gets paid and cheese. So everyone needs to calm down.
Okay, but, is yeah. she a rat?
No, she is a person.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a person. She does get paid and cheese.
Do you guys remember like I'm guessing we've been around like our whole lives, like nannies and assistants and totally. Like because yeah. just being nepo babies, like that's like the deal. Like, do you guys remember your first assistant you met when you were a kid or your first nanny? Like,
yeah. So I didn't know that the first assistant I met, I didn't know that that's what that was. Right. I just thought that that was like a helper. I thought that like that was like just like a member of the family who helps, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I met this woman and she was like tucking me into bed and I was like, oh, this must be like a hobby of this woman. Like it must be like a hobby to tuck me into bed.
When you're young and people are doing things around yeah. you, you think they're doing it for a hobby. You think they're playing with toys.
Yeah, right. It seems like, oh, yeah. well, this is like fun for you to do. Yeah. So like, sure, you can pick me up from school and then you can drop me off and then like you guys can mow the lawn. Like all yeah. these things where it's like, my brain broke when I realized they were being paid to do that, right?
Yeah, like that's a little disappointing too.
Yeah, because I actually thought like that people were hanging out, but they were being paid
right.
by the Scrub Daddy estate. And so it was and so it was a little hard, you know. Yeah.
There's like nothing funny about that. That's just like for real sad. Yeah.
No, it's like, isn't that tragic? Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
Sad. My mom was gone. Like my dad just like was so busy with work, so she left me at a young age. And I was a little kid, and any woman I was around, I would go up to her nipple and look for milk.
Oh, that's no.
And it was literally the saddest thing I've ever seen.
God,
I didn't see it, but my friends talk about it. Like, I was a little babe.
Well, like, I'm, like, embarrassed, but I did know that because I've seen that YouTube video of when your dad brought you to Deal or No Deal. He went up to all the girls with their suitcases and pulled their dresses and asked for milk from every 25 case of a girl.
Yeah, and let's talk about it. I think it's inappropriate that they put that on TV.
They did.
That was a kid.
It was a special episode.
Yeah. It was they were like, we better air this. We have it. We shot it. We better air it.
So inappropriate because I did have every girl that was a model. I had 1 through 50 numbered of briefcases be my nanny at some point.
Yeah.
And it was just like pretty sexist at the time for my dad to just work with all these beautiful women and just think that one of them's going to take me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But they did take great care of me. And for Meghan Markle, I will forever be grateful.
Oh.
Oh, right. Wow, yeah. She was
That's where she got her start. Auntie Meg.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys still have a relationship after you exposed to tit on TV.
I mean, it's not like a Justin Timberlake, like Janet Jackson situation. No. I was a kid looking for nourishment.
It was very tasteful as well. Really tasteful stuff.
Really tasteful.
Yeah. Really tasteful.
But yeah. Were you guys raised by other people? Were you raised by other rats or?
Oh my God, no. Are you crazy? No, I wasn't raised by other rats. I did have some nannies, people. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, like, we don't mean to offend you at all. No, I think we're just, like, trying to learn the rules.
Yeah,
like,
oh, sorry, guys. Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been, like, kind of a movement. Like, you know, we really do want respect. We want you to understand, like, you know, we have feelings. So I'll just kind of explain some things to you. Just because you're a rat doesn't mean you stand on a head. It doesn't mean you pull hair and somebody makes food.
Wow, I totally thought that.
Yeah, just because you're a rat, it doesn't mean that you're, like, silly or that you run around or whatever. But listen, so here's the thing. So I was raised a lot by like the people who work at the Chuck E. Cheese. So I did like, you know, the people who worked there, they were like
teenagers.
Yeah, they were like my family, the man who stands in the big suit, the animatronics really looked after me. Those were scary. It was really nice. It was a really good time. And all the customers were so sweet when they were not screaming.
It's like really interesting.
That's so nice.
It's like blowing my mind to realize like that. The people that run Chuck E. Cheese, you know, it's people, then at the very top, it's actual rats.
Yeah, it's just at the very, very top.
Yeah,
it's just at the very top.
It's only at the very top. People, the rat. Power structure, yeah.
Is it really like people, rat or people, rat?
So it's people, rat. It's basically we are the 1%. And and that's kind of what I want people to understand is like, you know, we really are better than you in some ways. And like we're really up there wealth-wise. And I'm going to be up there like so soon, just the second he passes.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
He's coughing up a storm right now.
No, he's so like doubled over. That's like crazy. Not a I color might, that I thought a rat would be.
Yeah, I'm like on mute or like.
Oh no, let me just unmute for a second.
Okay.
You, hello? You can just pull the plug if you want. Okay, I'm doing a thing. Okay. So yeah, anyway, I'm gonna probably sample that as a DJ beat later, but.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's really cool. That's
Let's get into that because we're all artists.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, enough.
Of course. Enough about our parents.
Like, why sample that? What a creative
enough
thing.
Enough about our parents.
Why are we talking about people that aren't even here, man? We need to talk
done.
About
They
like,
got their
the
clips.
Thing.
We talked about our parents and our family.
You got your clips. I saw you pressing the buttons.
Yeah, you sick fucks. You sick fucks pressing buttons. Who can
yeah,
even
you
do that?
Stupid bitches. You want to clip this? You want to clip this and put it in another Variety Nepo Baby roundup?
There it is. There's your fucking clip. A bunch of Nepo babies yelling at the camera.
Come after me, The Atlantic. Jesus.
Yeah, the Atlantic. Jesus. Oh,
my goodness.
Can we just address The Atlantic head on right now?
The articles they write for Gen X working parents is so annoying. I'm so annoyed by what they do.
And you know who else I hate? I hate Page Six. They're always releasing nudes
of
me.
Suck a dick, Page Six.
They're releasing nudes of you.
They're always releasing nudes of me. It's not even fair. I don't wear clothes. I'm rat. Yeah. So it's not even like a sexual thing. It's just a normal animal thing. And that's again, it comes from like ignorance.
I'm not even gonna let pages 1-5 off the book. I hate them too. It's a joke.
It's a joke, and I really like
Thank
it.
You.
Maybe you should be a comedian or something.
I tried it. I won. Actually.
You tried it.
You
tried
won.
You won. You won.
You won.
How did you win?
I tried it and I won.
Because I've always wanted to win
Dude,
that.
You won.
I won it.
That's so cool.
I tried it and I won.
Oh that's my God! Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh so God. I don't need to do it anymore. But I tried it and I did win it.
Dude, I can't believe you won.
Well, yeah, thank so you guys. Cool. That's thank so amazing.
You. It's fun. You guys should definitely try it. It's fun.
What are some ventures you guys have already won that you don't need to do anymore because you won?
Oh, I won the dentist's office.
You won it.
Yeah, I won it.
Oh, you don't have to do that. Never again.
No, never again. Like it was like so many times of no cavities that they were like, you won.
That's
oh my God,
awesome.
Amazing. I won college.
Hard.
Yeah, I went in for a second and then they said, actually, you're good. You won. And so I left. Wow. I think
that's
I was there incredible. For like a couple weeks.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I dabbled really in exciting. Some insider trading and I won.
Dabbled in one. Wow.
Nice.
Oh, good.
I dabbled in some insider trading. I won. Got out while it was good. And, you know, now I won. So
wow.
I'm really looking forward to moving.
Shit. That's so cool. We're a bunch of winners. See, you wouldn't even hear this if it was being written about by The Atlantic or something.
No,
like,
you wouldn't.
No.
We wouldn't talk about this. You wouldn't. Only talk no. about
we're talking about The
anymore.
Atlantic.
We
talked
would
about
have
page
a
six.
Hugely different angle on what's happening here.
Yeah.
Right. Also, Vulture, wake up and suck my vag.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wake up and suck it.
Oh,
don't
my.
Do it sleeping.
Don't do it. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's literally my first rule in my class when I'm teaching kids about one day when they will make love.
Yes, wake
you
up.
Cannot be sleeping.
That's a good
that's
rule
a great
for
rule.
Them.
It's
well,
the first
one.
Good thing that's been said today.
And actually, one. Legitimately, in America, a lot of times they don't say that explicitly. So, like,
that's the
actually, like, great to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have an album coming out? Or, like, are you sampling music? Like, let's all go around and talk about our projects.
Yeah, so I will be DJing soon. I identify as a DJ now, but I haven't started doing it yet.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I know that deep within I am.
That's a Morning Pages girly. That's an Artist Way girly.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to make art to be an artist.
That's correct. And so, like, you know, what I mostly do day to day is I steal, I do a little inside.
Are you doing, like, petty theft or is this, like, grand?
So
like-
here's the thing. There is, like, a... Like, I will say there are a lot of stereotypes about rats that are really not okay and uncomfortable and I don't agree with. One of the stereotypes is true is we steal. We steal a lot. We steal little things, little baguette, little cheese from the street. Things like that we're always stealing.
Yeah.
Me, I go a little bigger. I steal a wallet. I steal some keys, like, you know, just for fun.
A loud thing to steal as a rat.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's like, it's a very typical Nepo baby thing to do when you think about it. Like, right. How many people have been caught stealing a pair of sunglasses from a Bloomingdale's when it's like, honey, you own the Hilton. You know, it's something
it's
like that.
So fucking
I think, yeah, it's weird. Quite chic to steal,
it's
I
so
think,
chic.
Yeah.
It's like it's a little Nepo quirk, you know, like you want to feel something because we don't get to sometimes.
Yeah, my Nepo quirk is coughing.
Mm. Oh my God, tell me more about that.
Well, yeah, so I try and cough because it commands attention from the room. So
right.
If I'm not getting enough attention, like I think a thing that was instilled in me from birth is like, and it kind of like, it just zaps everybody back, right?
Mm.
Zaps everybody back.
I'm right there with you. Mine is picking things up, like just big things.
That's
like
so
things.
Nepo.
That's
I'm
pretty
just, like,
crazy.
Take
though,
a look at
you.
This. Like if something is happening, like there's like somebody that's smaller than me that people are laughing at or something. And I, you know, I don't want to make a big stink being like, don't laugh at him. I actually won. Like, I like hold up a big table or something.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, it's like fun.
That's like
that's crazy.
When I think guys play Wonderwall at a party. That's like your Wonderwall
it
at
is.
A party.
Yeah, exactly.
That's well, so
it feels
cool.
Like one to one exactly that.
And it like if someone starts playing Wonderwall at a party, I pick that guy up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, how scary for him.
It doesn't matter what he thinks.
That's the biggest thing as Nepo babies that I want people to understand. It doesn't matter what
it
you think.
It doesn't matter like, what you think.
Like, sure, like, laws count and, like human
yeah,
rights
count.
Yeah, the
ones count, that apply to
think,
us, I guess.
Doesn't
but
matter,
like,
what you think doesn't matter.
Doesn't
what you
matter.
Think doesn't matter.
Like,
we're literally doing
pick
well.
You up by your bootstraps, and it doesn't matter what you think.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like, you can be mad. You can be, like, a struggling actor or whatever for years and years and years and years and never get anything. And never get anywhere because you don't know the right people. Doesn't matter to me specifically.
No.
Doesn't matter.
I've actually been working on this like beautiful sculpture that's going to turn into a pilot with Lena Dunham.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I've been working on
she's
it.
She's perfect oh my God. To be doing this with.
And I had to tell her
yeah.
the other day, she's like super in her head. She's like, oh my God, is this going to be crazy? We're making a sculpture that's a pilot. And I was like a episodic pilot, not a pilot that plans a plane.
Thank you so much for clarifying.
Oh my God.
I was so confused until now.
Of course. So I kept saying her, it doesn't matter what we people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, like literally it does not matter.
Yeah.
Like we can make this sculpture. We could spend 50 grand on it. We can get financiers from Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. We literally got Wells Fargo to give us.
Oh my God.
And they
God.
Have the money. Like.
They do.
They
literally
so much
money
have
sitting
the money.
Around.
They
literally do. So like I told her, I looked her in the face and I went, it doesn't matter what people think. It really doesn't.
No, it literally
what
doesn't
is your
matter.
Sculpture of?
So yeah, it's a piece that I think is really important. It is an outlet and it is a plug.
So like an electrical outlet?
Like an electrical outlet and a plug like those like those old couples costumes from the 90s. Yeah. Mm. And they were like,
so it's like kind of like a funny one.
It's innuendo.
It's an innuendo and to represent sex, right?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to flip it on its head, and it's going to be a really, really funny pilot.
What's it made from?
Clay.
Beautiful.
Oh, clay outlet. Wow.
Pretty literal.
Yeah.
Like a very literal sculpture, I think. Which I like. Love
it. It's
I really
like
love
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you think. I'm sorry. It literally doesn't.
No, I tripped and fell, and then that fall got cast in a movie.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the act
you
of me.
Fall.
So the act of me falling is now leading a movie directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Were you jealous?
Oh yeah,
I was a little jealous. I was a little jealous because, to be honest, I was up for that too.
Yeah.
And I'm trying
you
to be happy
for
the fall. Yeah, I was up for it, and then I fell, and the fall got the part, and I was like, so like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, and I'm glad to have like a hand in it.
Right, right. I read like I read in Deadline you're going to be a consulting producer.
And I am. Because
really
I was
good.
So
that's
integral
really
to the fall. I was so integral to the fall that like they wanted to do it right, and they wanted to, and they bought the life rights. They had to buy the life rights to the
from
fall
you, right?
From
right.
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a part of
but
your
ultimately,
life.
They gave it to the fall.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so it that's another example of right, like you can get in the door, but you can't control what happens to you once you're inside.
Exactly,
right.
Like another example of a thing we said previously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I would also say that it's like it's. I don't know. Do you guys ever feel like it's hard to interact with your famous parents? Like, is there any sort of like, I can say for sure that like my scrub daddy is so hard to be at weddings with, like, because he just gets the microphone and he doesn't give it up. And he gives these speeches that are so funny and so charismatic. And like, you cannot be... When the scrub daddy is on the mic, like there's nobody else in the room, you know, there's nobody else
that
in the
must
room.
Be really lonely to grow up with.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little lonely. And like, so that's why I had to sing and dance. To
and
be like
cough.
Different.
And
cough. And cough. And cough. And the cough actually booked a pilot too. So.
No, really?
But I am consulting, so it's okay.
When's it going to be Fox turn?
When is it going to be Fox turn? I
fuck
know.
The mic.
Fuck, I would love to talk about your pop music career as well.
Oh my God. Well, thank you. And like, maybe we can collab at some point.
I would love to when I start doing whatever I'm going to do.
As soon as you learn, please hit me up because I would love to do that. Yeah.
Am I right in saying that your song was recently played in the Peacock TV show, The Traitors?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
You heard a little song called Fuck Me on the Fuck Beach.
Oh my God.
Dude.
Yes.
That's off my album, Fuck Me in the Fuck House.
Yes.
And
aren't they playing your song also, am I right? That it's in MILF Manor?
Well, yeah, it's in MILF Manor. That one's called Somber Reflection.
Don't you also have a song in From Couple to Thruple?
Yeah, From Couple to Thruple. Fuck Me in the Three Time, Please.
Oh
why
my
don't
God.
You?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that MILF Manor didn't want like a more nasty song.
No.
Like a really normal one, right?
No, they were like, that's kind of a hat on a hat. If we can't be singing about fucking. If these are mothers I'd like to fuck, we gotta be talking about something real here.
Totally. Yeah, do you have any new music coming down the pipeline or?
Yeah. This next album's gonna be all ass, no tit. And then the next album after that is going to be all tit, no ass. And so we're going to section it off and we're going to release. The public actually won't see a picture of my ass until the ass album at all. Like,
that's big.
If
that's
you've
huge.
Noticed in any.
That's huge news.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Can you play any of it for us today? Like to like tease the album?
I mean. Okay.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Exclusive.
I mean, if you're twisting my arm. Okay, so this is a track off of Fuck Me on the Beach. This is Fuck Me in the Fuck Post Office. Okay, here we go. I'm horny at the mail and I'm horny at the mailbox. I'm horny at the post office. I'm horny at the mailman. Arf, I'm a dog and I'm chasing that mailman. Arf, I'm a dog and I'm angry at the mailman. Fuck me in the fuck post office. Fuck me in the fuck post office. Fuck me in the fuck post office. Yeah, it's Thursday. Wow.
That's literally awesome. That made me want to do so many sculptures. Yeah. That song was so inspiring. That's
really good. Cool. I'm glad that awakened something in you. Literally. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm literally tearing up.
I'm like, never amazing. Seen a rat cry. Holy
I've
shit.
I've never seen it. I didn't know you guys could cry.
Okay, that's so offensive. But like, yeah.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm, okay. Again, we're just trying to learn what the rules are.
And I didn't say that.
No, it's okay. I yeah, know you.
Okay.
These guys trying to fuck me. Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed.
No, that's like actually very clear what's happening.
Right, right. Okay, speaking of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Dating. Oh what? My God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This
Let's
is,
beat page six to it. Let's
I
just did, talk
well,
about
before
it.
That, I just want to mention my quick project is we're starting an Uber Eats store. We're doing a ghost kitchen for my restaurant. So it's really exciting because we just bought a bunch of dump trucks. And that's why we're going to deliver the food. We're going to deliver you. You can only order things in sizes of 1,000.
What kind of food?
It's mozzarella sticks and it's bruschetta. Yeah. Artichoke dip comes out in a big flood.
Oh no!
In a flood. Oh, they just like pour out the bed of the truck.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. We're advertising exclusively to frat parties from 2000s movies that do crazy things.
Is oh your dad God. Involved? Like, is he
My
helping?
My dad
out?
Has been dead for about 30 years.
Oh, lucky!
Yeah. I know.
That's so beautiful. We actually also do a ghost kitchen for Chuck E. Cheese, because if you saw Chuck E. Cheese on a DoorDash or Grubhub, you probably wouldn't order from it because you'd go like, that's the rat casino and you wouldn't want it.
Yeah. Right.
But actually, like, we have been having a lot of success selling under a different name.
Oh my God, what's the name?
Pepperoni Always. And it's been really nice. People, we've been getting a lot of orders, and you know, we only have had a couple of complaints, so it's
that's crazy
good.
Because I literally ordered from Pepperoni
did you
Always
really?
I did
you notice some tokens in your bag?
Yeah, so okay. That was my main comment, is like, I because again I don't have teeth, so I couldn't really tell, but I was like, wow, there's something metal in my mouth.
Yeah, okay, so some of the tokens do get into the kitchen quite often, because like rats, and again, it's another stereotype, but it mm-hmm. is true. I can say this, you can't. We are grubby little things. And sometimes I'll be a tricky little trickster and I'll put some tokens into the kitchen. So,
well, I totally get it. As a visual artist, I can see a way in which tokens kind of remind people of pepperoni.
Yeah, no, well, they're both they're circle. Similar.
They look,
so,
yeah, like
whoa,
when you learn the
yes,
difference.
You must be an artist too.
Yeah, I'm training to be one right now in my pages. Yep.
Good.
Yep. So you like talk about like morning, you dictate like, yeah. I'm gonna be an artist later.
Yeah. I mean, but the big thing about being an artist that I've learned from myself is that when you say you are one, and you don't have to prove it to anyone. You totally. Just are. So that's my biggest thing. So I'm a DJ. I'm an artist. I'm a wife and mother.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
sorry.
I did want to come back to dating.
Yeah,
and that's like really
Wait,
a bummer to
huge.
Hear.
Yeah. So I'm a wife and a mother to some human children with my human husband, which is very difficult.
Oh.
That's insane. Can I ask who your husband is?
Yeah, he created the Bitmoji. So he's the guy.
Yeah. Oh my
he's
God.
He's the guy who created Bitmoji. Yeah. And
he's a fucking tool.
Okay, so that's actually really offensive when you think about it, because he's my husband. So he created Bitmoji. He's like a really brilliant man.
Okay,
he's
I'm
always
sorry.
Taking trips.
I heard he pisses in his own ass.
You heard what?
I heard he pisses into his own ass.
You guys, this is really freaking offensive.
I think it's a really specific rumor.
Okay,
that's crazy.
I think, like, it seems very clear that she's taken.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, like, I just thought this was time to bring things up. She brought something up first, so I'm not a bitch.
What, you're bringing up rumors? What are you, the Atlantic?
Yeah, are you page six?
Yeah, get your fucking face out of my badge.
I would never be the Atlantic. I would never be either page one or five or six or three or two or four.
Okay, that's really funny that time. Thanks. That time that's I got really the joke. Funny. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you understand.
Yeah, you yeah, want comedy for a reason. I
exactly.
get it.
Yeah, we can't compete.
I have to show you the trophy I was given. It was a spray painted rubber chicken.
Do we have a clip of when you won comedy?
No.
Damn, bummer. Would have been cool.
I'm
well,
just asking. Simply asking.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
But,
I did want to just get the husband's name.
Yeah.
Real
I do want to get the husband's name.
Yeah, his name is Chaz. He invented Bitmoji. He's a really good guy. Wow. He's currently on a business trip in Ibiza. Really good guy. He's studying up some different shapes of people to put on the Bitmojis. Okay. Because Bitmojis really has to rebrand right now because they're kind of taken over by the emoji. Right. So he's just got to like learn what different type of people look like so he can do that.
Can I pitch a couple of things I wish Bitmojis would do?
Yeah, I've already pitched some, but sure, what are yours?
Okay, I was thinking this. Oh, questioning face.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Did you pitch any?
Yeah, I pitched some that really push the line.
Let's
like
see them.
A person getting into a car crash.
But that's exactly the type of emoji a rap
like,
pitch.
That's literally the face they would make, though.
My thing is, like, I really push the line and I push the boundary because I'm an artist. And if you don't understand that, that's okay because whatever, you know?
Any more did you pitch?
Yeah, I pitched getting hit by a car crash. I pitched, DUI. I pitched,
I would send that when I'm, like, out of grapes or whatever and I'm sending, like,
DUI Bitmoji.
Oh, shit, I'm out of grapes.
Yeah.
DUI Bitmoji.
Yeah, I pitched, falling over from cruise ship. some like really specific ones, which is kind of more my area. Like
falling off a cruise ship or falling over cause cruise ship?
So falling over a cruise ship. Sorry, my English not so good because I'm a rat.
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing is, it's my that's language barrier. Yeah, so.
How long have you guys been?
Oh, you flatline.
Oh my God.
Guys, can we have a moment of silence?
We literally could.
Oh my God.
Lisa, fuck, will you sing a little something?
Yeah, let me sing.
Do you know Taps, the military song?
Yeah, I do actually.
That would be really beautiful.
I do actually, but I did remix it a little bit. I changed some of the words. I could play that if you want to. I can't please. Sing it live or I'll cry.
Chuck E. Cheese actually, okay. He fought in Vietnam, so okay, this would be
everyone,
really beautiful.
Please, okay, please be go, quiet as Lisa Fuck sings Lisa Fuck sings a remix Taps for the dead Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm not gonna cry.
This is absolutely fucking huge.
This is an exclusive.
Day is fuck. Gone the fuck from the fuck, fuck me fuck to the fuck. All is fuck, safely fuck, tits my ass. I love you.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
Shedding real tears.
And before the haters get out there, that was pro-military.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for getting on that. To what a clear, fucking gentleman.
Thank you to the brave men and women.
Yes.
And women.
And rats.
And rats.
Literally. Yes. That was fucking gorgeous, Lisa Fox.
That was awesome.
And I do it all for your papa. So I'm...
Uncle.
So what are next steps? Like, is there something that happens? Like, you know, when the queen dies, there's like a protocol. Like, do you guys have that set up at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, we just are gonna dump him. We're just gonna dump him out.
Yeah, wow.
Basically, I was put in charge. I'm the executive or the wheel, and like I just said, you know, let's move it speedy, quick, and dump him out. Because like I need him out so I can start my rebrand of this place. So I just need him out. Okay, I got live footage. They're dumping him right now. Okay, cool. It's okay. He was dumped somewhere on La Cienega, so I'm going to go find that after this, and I put some flowers down.
Oh, my God. The car that dumped him is speeding away so fast.
Okay, that's my husband.
Quite a live stream so you have funny. Set up there. That's insane.
Yeah, can't believe it came back from Ibiza just to dump my uncle. But, like, that's okay. So well,
how is he telling anyone that? You know what I mean? Yeah. How is he explaining
that? Oh, I gotta go dump my fiance's uncle.
Yeah, well, it helps that, like, all the people who work at Bitmoji are literally, like, out of this world. Like, none of them are, like, sane or okay. So right. He can kind of do whatever he wants. All of them are living in, like, different timelines.
Right. I heard they figured out the way to make ginseng make you feel fucked up.
Yeah.
That's good for them. They took it such a specific way, it fucks them up.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about the people who work at Bitmoji is none of them are of this planet. Like, they're out to lunch. You
That's
know what
insane.
I mean?
That's insane.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Awesome. Yeah.
You so guys, I feel like you guys are my best friends.
I've really grown to love all of you.
I will say, like, this has been huge. This has been transformative and healing.
Yeah. And I would say, like, my concept of love is very different than probably the rest of the world's, but this feels like love to me.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a huge thing that you just said.
Yeah.
So should we sort of, I mean, like, we're four powerful people in sure. here. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's almost like wasted energy to not get something out of this. Like, should we make an app?
Oh, yeah.
Can I actually show you guys this app that I've been working on?
God. Yeah.
Okay. So it's actually like, you're going to freak out when you see it because look at this. So this is like a cup of beer, right? So this is a cup of beer. But imagine what it would look like if I were like glug 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 glug.
Wait a minute! Look, did you know this? Hold on a minute. Hold on. I think something was wrong with the phone because when you turned it, the beer went away.
Wait, what? Yeah, so that's the point. Oh my. So it's supposed to look what? Like I'm drinking a beer.
For the audio listener, wow. She literally has an app that shows beer. Yeah.
You so, have to go to the YouTube to see this.
You have to go to you the app to see. You probably have beer. Seen
nothing like
and
this.
And so there's actually like different beers like I can choose. I can actually choose coffee if I want
my
to.
My God, that's my favorite.
Oh, I have to pay for that. I forgot I added a paywall in my app so and I don't know the password.
Please, on a paywall, dude. Okay. That's how you're making money.
So coffee is behind the paywall in the beer app?
What? It's too cold.
What an absolutely crazy thing to have discovered today.
This is like such a good idea. I cannot believe you came up
Thank you. Thank you. Oh it's God. Called it's called Drinky Beer. And I've been pitching it all around town and I honestly cannot get anyone to take a meeting with. Usually I'll drop like, oh, my dad is Scrub Daddy. And they'll like, you know, but they'll give.
They're not biting
but
on this
nobody's side. Biting. Absolutely nobody's biting.
Literally, so I'm telling strange. You right now, I'm in.
I You're yes. In. If we could make this accessible to people who drink more beer than just that,
yeah.
Like if we can put it on an iPad or we can put it on a TV screen and then I can hold the TV screen up because that's how much beer I drink.
Yeah.
I mean,
or like we could do like an Apple Watch version for rats, like a small.
Oh, oh. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, you could drink out of an Apple Watch. You're so small.
I'm so small. We could also make it a podcast.
Oh, yes. That's a plan.
Yes. I beer the podcast? I mean, what could it be?
That's Wait, so good.
I can actually just buy this podcast and we can make it that.
How's you want to buy this one?
Yeah, I'm going to buy this. This is mine. I want it. I want this podcast.
That's insane.
Okay, but just be careful with buying podcasts because the last podcast I did got cast in a movie.
Oh.
Whoa, you have to be careful.
That sucks.
You have to be careful.
You have to so be careful. Sorry. I was paid to make a Call Your Daddy sculpture podcast.
Oh, wow.
And I got confused. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you got confused.
So you didn't do it?
Or I got
so
confused.
You didn't do it.
I got confused.
Yeah, that's really confusing.
That Dudes, is confusing. We're doing this. We're making an app. We're making a podcast. I am absolutely fucking stoked.
Yeah. Should we end with like, how do we, okay, should it just be like one message we want to all the people who doubt us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, or like people who want to be Nepo babies, like things that we could just like pass on.
Any advice for people who want to be Nepo babies?
Be born better.
Yep.
Be born better.
Number one. That's key.
Number one, that's be it. Born you better.
Know? Major key alert.
Major key. Go back in time. Fix who you're born out of. And like, you know, also just like work hard or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, work hard or don't. I would definitely second the being born into a good situation. I feel like that's the number one. A lot of people want to be Nepo babies and they're born like not Nepo. And so it's like it's difficult. I would say never let anybody tell you no. And if they do tell you no, ask what that means. Because normally there's a loophole.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's like real fucking advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
I guess I would say, one, you don't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of us or somebody in our entourage or somebody who is just as much money as we are. Yeah. And then I would say, like, everything that they said. And then I would say, like, I would also say, like, don't like shut up.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you. Are you up to something later?
Yeah, so actually later I'm going to start an open relationship. So you if you want to like
come now that you have the money, you can get an open
relationship. Yeah, now that I have the money, I
can
can
afford an open relationship.
Yeah.
It was a financial barrier.
Well, that's the thing people don't realize. It's such an investment to be polyamorous because you're going on so many dates.
Oh my God. 100%. Yeah.
It's literally money is time.
Yeah. Like how much money can one person spend at a bowling alley? Like that's so many dates.
And I like have a lot of suitors, so I will be spending a lot of cash now that my uncle is gone.
That's awesome. You guys are gonna hook up later.
Yeah,
that's I'm really awesome. Excited about it. Yeah,
I'm excited for you to see what it's like.
Me too. I'm excited to see what it's like for the first time.
For my first time?
Anyone's first time, mine specifically.
Okay, I thought you said for your first time.
It's for my first time.
Okay, perfect.
This is your
I'm a virgin and I've been saving it for the right person.
Oh, I'm a rat.
Okay.
This has been Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists, answering the question. Now that's why they call it show business. Good night.
Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists is an improvised Hollywood roundtable podcast created, performed, and produced by Kylie Brakeman, Jeremy Culhane, Angela Giarratana, and Patrick McDonald. Music is by Gabriel Ponton. The opinions expressed on this podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone who works on it, not even the performers, because this is an improvised podcast and we're stupid. Full video versions of AOAOAOA are available on YouTube, so please like and subscribe and leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Good night, Hollywood!